This is Morning Edition on KUNC. With Republicans set to be in the majority in both the House and Senate in Washington, there will likely be changes in energy policy over the next few years. The GOP is pledging to approve the Keystone XL pipeline and to delay or derail the Obama administration's clean air proposals. But there may be areas for compromise. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce takes a look at what might happen for hydropower.
In a tiny shack nestled in the rugged peaks of southwestern Colorado, you can hear the sound of hydropower's future. It's not construction crews building some behemoth new dam. It's this. A generator, no bigger than a wheelbarrow, pulling in water from a mountain stream, making enough power for about two hot water heaters. And fans of this little generator say it helped change the course of hydro history.
Come on, really? This little tiny thing is causing all of this?
That's Beverly Rich.
And I am chairman of the San Juan County Historical Society.
Her society has been taking care of this historic mill site near the town of Silverton for about 15 years. And along with the building came the mill's water source, a pipeline the mill workers used to process precious metals like gold and silver.
At that time, we kept thinking, gee, there really ought to be a way that we can use that water.
So they started walking through the federal licensing process required to install a power generator.
And had no idea how really onerous it is for really tiny, tiny little projects.
Forcing them to jump through the same hoops you'd have to build another Hoover Dam. Not exaggerating. That was the case for a lot of projects trying to generate electricity from water. That is, until August of 2013.
The other bill under consideration today is hydropower legislation.
Advocates of small hydropower projects worked up a pair of bills for Congress, and the mill project in Silverton was a poster child. Here's testimony from hydropower consultant Kurt Johnson.
Requiring this level of detailed regulations for non-controversial small projects does not make any sense.
This legislation streamlined the licensing process for small hydropower projects, cutting it down from years to as little as 60 days. Beverly Rich says the legislation didn't just pass.
Incredibly enough, in this horrible time of gridlock, it passed unanimously.
Unanimously. The bills hit a rare bipartisan sweet spot. For lawmakers on the right, the legislation shrinks federal bureaucracy. And on the left, it means a win for renewable energy without building new dams on America's rivers. Fans of small hydropower are actually happy with Congress right now. Still, they are looking for more. Kurt Johnson, the hydro consultant who testified at the hearing, he says the bills are like a kitchen knife, gently cutting the government's red tape.
We need another round of legislation, perhaps to get a machete and further clear out some of those regulatory barriers.
He says it shouldn't just be a matter of reducing the licensing process.
If projects are tiny and non-controversial, why is the federal government involved at all?
Removing all federal oversight may be a tall order, even for this Republican-controlled Congress. But hydropower legislation will likely make a reappearance. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is set to be the new chair of the Senate Energy Committee. She's on record calling hydropower an underdeveloped resource, saying more hydro could support economic growth and create jobs. And as far as the country's energy needs, there is vast potential. Kurt Johnson's looking over a railing at a surging jet of water, launching at least 50 feet into North St. Vrain Creek at the base of Button Rock Dam in northern Colorado.
This is a great example of an enormous amount of mechanical energy which is currently being completely wasted.
There's no generator hooked up to this huge water spout. If there was, it could power 500 homes. If generators were put on all of this country's already existing non-powered dams like Button Rock,
that would create enough power for about 4 million American homes.
4 million homes, or about as much energy as from a dozen large coal-fired power plants. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.